Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 18, text number
4.
Disha Prasadu Salila Sayastadam.
Disha Pradeshu Salila Sayastadam.
Raja Prahishta Ritavo Gunanvita.
Raja Prahishta Ritavo Gunanvita.
Jyuranta Riksham Kshitiragni Jivam.
Jyuranta Riksham Kshitiragni Jivam.
Gavod Vijasanjar Rishud Nagascha.
Gavod Vijasanjar Rishud Nagascha.
Disha,
Disha,
in all directions.
In all directions.
Prasadu,
Prasadu,
became happy.
Salilam,
of water.
Water.
Ashaya,
Ashaya,
the reservoirs.
Reservoirs.
Tada,
at
that time.
Praja,
all living entities.
All living entities.
Prahishta,
Prahishta,
very happy.
Ritava,
the seasons.
Guna
Anvita,
full of their respective qualities.
Jo,
the upper planetary system.
Antariksham,
outer space.
Kshiti,
the surface of the earth.
Agnijiha,
the demigods.
Gava,
the cow.
Vija,
the
Brahmanas.
Sanjarishu,
all became happy. Nagarcha,
and
the mountains. That means the mountains also became happy. I get it. Translation by the Divine Grace. At that time, there was happiness in all directions. We are reading the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva. At that time, there was happiness in all directions, in the reservoirs of water, like the rivers and ocean, and in the court of everyone's heart. The various seasons displayed their respective qualities, and all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, and on the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmana, and the hills and mountains were all filled with joy. Very nice. Text number 5. Shrunayam Shravanad Vardasyam Muhurti Vijiti Prabhu Sarve Nakshatra Taradhyas Chakrustas Janmandakshinam. On the day of Shravana Dharashi, the 12th day of the bright fortnight in the months of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion Shravana, at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance, very auspicious, all the stars and planets, from the Sun to Saturn, were munificently charitable. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, an expert astrologer, explains the word nakshatra taradya. The word nakshatra means the stars. The word tara, in this context, refers to the planets, and arya means the first one specifically mentioned. Among the planets, the first is the Surya, the sun, not the moon. Therefore, according to the Vedic version, the modern astronomer's proposition that the moon is nearest to the earth should not be accepted. The chronological order in which people all over the world refer to the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday correspond to the Vedic order of the planets and thus circumstances, the Vedic version. Apart from this, when the Lord appeared, the planet and stars became situated very auspiciously according to astrological calculation to celebrate the birth of the Lord. Om Agnati Mirandasa Yanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurunilitayam Tasmai Sigurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Navitare Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Padati Zapadantika Nama Mahavadanya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Dishe Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhguru Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakalpa Taru Yasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnubhyo Bhagam Karuti Vachalam Pagumyam Karuti Giri Yatkribam Tamanam Shiguru Dhirtaranam So here Srila Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the astrological preparation or settlement for the appearance of the Supreme Lord. This is one of the specific things that when the Supreme Lord appears in this universe, everything becomes perfectly settled, starting with the stars, because actually the stars are the most important things in the universe. It means the biggest thing, and they have a huge influence, subtle influence on everything. So when Krishna appears, he appears at proper time when every star will be in very auspicious position. It is known that the stars have some auspicious position and some inauspicious position. But when Krishna appears, because he is the Lord of the entire creation, everything becomes in harmony. Like when Krishna enters in the forest of Vrindavan, you can see the description, the entire forest is welcoming Krishna. There is this very beautiful verses. Krishna saying to Balaram, "Oh my dear brother, look at these trees. They are bowing down before you by bending their branches, no? And they are offering you their flowers and fruits. And the wind, Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining when Krishna and Balaram enter the forest, the wind will run in the entire forest and pick the aroma of each and every flower, then go on top of the lakes and bring some moist, mix it with the aroma of flowers and bring all of this into Krishna. Then they will run toward Krishna and just offer this bouquet of fragrance and moist with space. This is how the wind is welcoming Krishna. And the clouds, they will make an umbrella above the head of Krishna and Balaram, and they will shower little droplets looking like small flowers. This will fall upon Krishna and Balaram. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is having many details. The birds in the tree, they start singing. But not like here. They are singing like symphony. They are all singing together. Every bird has a particular tune, and this is fitting with the tune of the others. Like principle of symphony, that everybody is playing one melody. One is playing one melody, the other is playing the same melody, but with different notes of the same scale. This will create chords. You know?
Yeah.
When you put different note at the same time, this make a chord. From three notes, this is called chord. Chord can go up to 10, 15 notes. So when we have this philharmonic orchestra, violin is making one note, you know. I don't know. Piano another, flute another. And these three notes together, they will make a chord that will sound very nicely. In the same way, the birds are singing, they are all making concerto for Krishna and Balaram. For Krishna to add his flute. Krishna can add his flute. You know, there is always the soloist in the orchestra. Is in the center. Most of the time this is the violin, but it can be also the piano, it can be also the flute, it can be the clarinet, depending on, this is called symphony for piano or for clarinet. Or for this. In Vraj they always do symphony for the flute. Krishna is the soloist. And all others they are playing. And all the friend of Krishna, they also expert musician. They also playing their own flute and this. So the birds will sing, and at the same time when they will sing, very beautiful melody. So the trees, they will make some sound with their leaves, and they will dance also. And the bird, this is like Walt Disney, you know, when white snow is entering the forest or this, I don't know. Which Cinderella, we see all the birds still dancing. We use this tail, you know, tail, children's tail. They're coming from the natural tendency of the soul. The soul wants to live in such a world because this is the spiritual world, it's like that. All this is very nicely described, how the peacock, they dance and they hear the flute of Krishna. And, how and they all become stunned with ecstasy. There is one symptom of Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute has 8 notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Every note has a different effect. And there is one note. That note is reversing the flow of the rivers. The rivers will start flowing upstream when Krishna is playing this flute. And there is one note, that note will melt everything which is hard and petrify everything which is soft. So the stone, they will melt. The trees, they will also melt. And all the moving, living entities, they will become petrified, stunned. And Sukadeva Goswami said in Prabhupada, said in the Krishna book, the parrots, they were hanging in the branch, you know, but when the sound of Krishna's flute entering into their ear, because too much ecstasy, they become petrified, so they just tilt. And they hang upside down.
Yeah.
And their tears are flowing from their hearts.
Oh my God.
Hanging upside down. You know, Krishna book, it is there for body. Everything is beautiful. Everything becomes harmony. In the same way, when the Supreme Lord appeared in this universe, Mother Nature, or Prakriti Devi, Durga Devi, she's preparing a very nice scene for the Lord to appear, because this is also her law. She is also a servant of Krishna. She is the shadow of the internal potency of Krishna. So she is also a Vaishnavi. She prepares everything. So the woman there is appearing. She is putting all stars in perfect situation. And because Krishna is so perfect, actually he appears at the very moment. It's not that all of a sudden all the stars, they will rush to be in the good place. It is calculated like this from the beginning of the creation, that at this time, when the star will come into this perfect position, it is already calculated that this will be exactly the time when Bali Maharaj would have taken over all the planets. You see, like a program. Everything is already programmed. You know? The show is already scheduled. Krishna saw there is no 1 second late or 1 second before. It is a perfect time. Avatirna. Krishna comes down, and because of Maya Dakshina Prakriti, everything acts upon his will, everything is perfectly settled. And because everything is so perfectly settled, this verse is coming this morning in order to prepare us
that
in 2 days there will be the appearance of Krishna.
Oh my God.
And we are reading about the appearance of Krishna. We were not planified, but I was thinking, oh, I have to give class this morning, what I will sing about. Also, I will speak about Janmashtami. Starting, Vaishnava, we like to, how to say, always prepare ourselves before. Consciousness needs to be prepared in order to be properly situated, properly aware when the important moment is coming. So we are preparing. And here Krishna is helping us. Everything was imperfect. And we see how this is. The moon came into the lunar mansion, Shravana. This is position of the moon according to the 12th constellation of the zodiac. There are also some mentions of the moon, depending on the star's constellation. I don't know the different mentions of the moon, but this is inside the circle of the zodiac. At the auspicious moment of Abhijit, so Abhijit is also one moment according to universal calculation, and the stars, the Lord appeared in this universe. The Lord appeared, Prabhupada explaining, the planets and stars became situated very auspiciously, according to astrological calculation, to celebrate the birth of the Lord. So they are celebrating. We are preparing altar with garlands and decoration, and they are making the decoration further, up to the entire universe. They're putting the stars in a good place. It will be like this. So in 2 days, this perfect setting will come in the universe. This will be Krishna Janmashtami. And every year will be also, this setting will repeat himself. Maybe not fully as it was when Krishna appeared 5,000 and something years ago, but the moon will come into this Astami, this means half moon, exactly. And at midnight we will celebrate Krishna appeared, very auspicious. Then this is the external decoration, no? Then internally, something very important, in the first verse it was saying there was happiness in all directions, in the rivers and ocean and in the core of everyone's heart. So when everything becomes auspicious, happiness comes. So I guess we will have a nice harina on Janmashtami. People must be more blissful on this day. They said there was happiness in the core of everyone's heart. Nice. In the same way, we have to know when the holy name is chanted, it's also bringing happiness in the core of everyone's heart. Because yesterday night we had very nice kirtan. So many people, they became transported by this joy. They were literally transported by joy. I have never seen people happy like that in the disco club or the concert. They were really dancing And you know, very spontaneously, it was, they were jumping high. So, this is Kali Kale Namaruke Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, Krishna appears as often as he wants in the form of the Holy Name. And when he is appearing, this also happens, that is happiness in all directions. This is a common fact in Union Square. Everybody, every common New Yorker knows, if you want happiness, you go to Union Square evening time, there will be happiness in all directions. Yes, some of them, they know.
Yeah.
They come every evening at that time, they know there will be happiness. I see some of them, they are coming regularly, no? Because they know. They have experience.
Yesterday there was this woman who said every lunch she comes and she sees every lunch.
Every living entity in the upper planetary system, that means the demigod or so, they know. They're preparing. On the surface of the earth and in outer space, they were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmana, and the hills and mountains were filled with joy. Everybody is becoming joyful. Prabhupada used the word joy, jubilant, and happiness. Disha means in all directions. And this is the particularity, because Krishna is a Satchit, Ananda Vibhava. Ananda means he is the embodiment of supreme bliss, or Paramahananda. Paramananda. He is the Paramananda, the supreme experience of happiness. Eternity, knowledge, and happiness. So when eternity, knowledge, and happiness appears, everybody becomes jubilant. This is Janma Astami, or any appearance of the Lord in this context, celebrating Shravana Dvadashi. When the Lord appeared as Vamanadev, that will come next month, we'll celebrate also, if you like. We are the, addicted to these festivals, that happiness spreads in all directions. This is our addiction. Vaishnava, they cannot not be there, you know? Like those who like Yankees, whenever there will be a game, they'll be there. They cannot miss that game, no? They will be on the stadium there. They will be there. So the Vaishnava, same thing. They know in advance the schedule. Whenever these very ecstatic days they will come, they will be there. They will be prepared in advance. No? They will rise every, very early that morning. Already, when they awake, they feel happy. It is written when Lord Chaitanya was celebrating the Ratha Yatra festival, and that morning when they woke up and they went to take their bath on the ocean, they were all very jubilant. Already, the festival has not yet started, but they were already thinking how so much bliss will come. So they are anticipating. You know, when you go to the dentist, normally on that day when you wake up, you're not feeling good, you're not feeling inspired, because you know suffering will come. So, psychologically, you are anticipating and already suffering mentally before. So, but when you know today will be happiness in all directions, you know, oh, you are already happy before. So, but for us, what is the meaning of this Janmashtami? We are going to celebrate Janmashtami. But this was long, long ago, so why we always celebrate this? In order to remember. To remember this very auspicious time when the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss, appeared in this world for the sake of every living entity. In order to relieve the suffering of everyone and give them access to the highest love and happiness. This is why Krishna appears. Paritranaya Sarvam. This is the first reason of Krishna's appearance. Paritranaya Sarvam. Vinishaya Chaduskritam, this is secondary. He will destroy also the demonic people. But the first reason is to relieve his devotees who are suffering in this material world. So Krishna appears in order to show us who he is. If we would not do that, how could we know? How could we hear about his form, his beauty, his wonderful qualities? So Krishna comes in order to spread this in this universe, and he makes sure that Vyasadeva will write everything down for the benefit of those who were not present at that time. But through the Bhagavatam, they can have the same benefit. Because of this, at the beginning of the 11th canto, Krishna is sitting in his palace in Dwarka. Then, at that time, Krishna saw, now the purpose of my appearance on earth is fulfilled. I have shown all my pastimes, all my eternal pastimes. This world has seen my beauty. This pure love was exhibited in this world, especially when I was in Vrindavan during my first years. And the broadcasting of all my pastime is already prepared for the future. That will enable the deliverance or salvation of all conditioned souls for the entire age of Kali yet to come. Krishna knew already. Bhagavatam is there in order to keep these topics and make them available for the salvation of all of us who came after, an unfortunate soul, just fortunate at the same time, and unfortunate at the same time. Krishna knew, okay, now it's there. Everything will be there. He knew it is assured, all living beings in the future yet to come, in the Kali Yuga, they will have enough material through the Bhagavatam to attain salvation and pure love and come back to me, so now my mission is finished. But he's then thus revealing that his mission is also to spread his glories or special qualities or love into this universe for everybody to become aware about this and thus become attracted one. Once again, he could see, become attracted by him and desire to go back to him. This is Krishna means Akarshana, means attracting everyone. This is how he is bringing us back home, by coming and revealing his beauty. So, that was his purpose, and therefore Sukadeva Goswami I recited this Bhagavatam for the sake of humanity and Parikshit Maharaj, and by his mercy these divine words came to our ears somehow or other one day by the good fortune. When good fortune arrives, then you become fortunate. You don't know why, but it's like that. There is no cause, this is a causeless mercy. The nature of mercy is that it will spread to all those who don't deserve it. So we may not deserve it, but because Krishna is Karuna, Sindhu, Ocean of Mercy, this will come to us. Now we will have to prepare ourselves like we are the stars are preparing the universe, like the pujari preparing the altars. I'm sure in Radha Govinda Mandir there will be very beautiful decoration. Normally we make flower outfit between Radha and Krishna. They will be dressed only in flowers. They are experts. In Brooklyn, they are expert for this, eh?
Yeah.
Radha Govinda, very expert flower dress. And in the same way, we have to prepare our hearts. How much we will be benefited by this Janmashtami festival will depend on how much we will prepare our hearts. No? Prabhupada explained to us that we have to clean our heart and to make it pure so that Krishna will appear there. Chaturdharpanam. When Lord Chaitanya knew that festival of Ratayatra is coming very soon, one day, that was the day before, he organized, we will wash the temple of Gundicha, because Ratayatra festival means deity of Jagannath, Vadev, Subhadra, they will be taken from the temple of Jagannath Puri, and they will be carried down the main road of Jagannath Puri on big chariot, huge chariot, by all the devotees, and then they will be transported to the temple of Gundicha, which is situated at the end of the road in the gardens. There is a very beautiful garden, coconut tree garden, because Jagannath Puri main tree is coconut tree. And coconut tree gardens, and there is temple, there will be put Jagannath Vadev Subhadra. So Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna in the mood of Radharani, decided, my Lord will come tomorrow in this place, I have to clean it. Everything must be perfectly pure and prepared and decorated. On that morning he invited all the Vaishnavas, let us clean together. And Mahaprabhu gave to every one of them one garland of flower. He personally, with his divine hand, put some flower garland on their neck and some sandalwood pulp on their forehead. Then he gave them a bucket. This is your gift. You gifted one bucket. Normally when we are gifted one bucket, we don't feel very happy. Prabhu, come, I have some gift for you. This is your gift. Oh, we understand. I bought it. We understand the purpose behind it. But this was Mahaprabhu personally giving a bucket in the hands of everybody. Then they brought everyone and started cleaning the temple. Chaturdharpanam Arjuna, to preparing for Lord Jagannath to come. And on his purport to this very beautiful pastime, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining that actually this is also at the same time, it is a real story, but at the same time this is also an allegory to teach us that we have to prepare our heart and purify our heart in order for Krishna to be inspired to appear there. So we have to prepare our heart for Krishna to come. Thus we are every day celebrating Janmashtami in Mahaprabhu's movement. Every day preparing, or every day doing this Gundicha Marja, cleaning the temple of the heart, hoping that today Krishna will take birth in my heart. This will be the real Janmashtami. On that day, where Krishna, in his transcendental form, Satchitananda Vigraha, will appear on the lotus of our heart, that there will be our real experience of Janmashtami. Yes, it may be any day of the year, that doesn't matter, that will be the most auspicious day for us. This is what we are supposed to reach in this life. This is what Prabhupada wanted us to reach. By the pure chanting of the holy name, Krishna will appear in the heart. This is the nature of Shudanam. His Holiness Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj would always say that it is easy to understand if you're chanting Shudanam or purely the holy name of Krishna, because as soon as you chant Shudanam or pure name, Krishna appears in your heart. So you know if I am chanting purely or not. If Krishna is not appearing, then we still have some cleansing work to do. And this is happy because preparing, you know, really happy. Because we know Krishna will come for sure. At some point he will come. If he's not yet completely pure, then no problem. Let us make it more pure to be Krishna. At one point, Krishna will come. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura has explained in Madhurya Kadambini that day where the sadhaka or the spiritual aspirant will see Krishna appear in his heart. Very beautiful description. This is the end of Madhurya Kadambini. And there he said, Krishna will just appear like that and he will lose consciousness of this world and he will find himself in the spiritual world, in his own spiritual body, together with Krishna, in front of Krishna. And then Krishna will welcome him in five different ways, or he's describing maybe only four, according to which rasa he is situated, what is his mood. If he is in the mood of dasaras, or if he is in a relationship with Krishna, if as a servant, means he is younger than Krishna, then Krishna will put his two lotus feet upon his head. That will be his first contact with Krishna. If he is in the mood of Sakyaras, Krishna will, how do you say?
Yes.
Intertwine his divine fingers into his hand. And he will take him like this by the hand, you know, when we do like this.
Yeah.
Krishna will take him like this. You know, in this world, the lovers, they like to do this also. Intertwining the fingers. No? This is symptom, say, expression of affection, because this is coming from the spiritual world. So Krishna will take his hand and like this. For if he is in the mood of friendship, if he is in the mood of vatsalya, of parental love, Krishna will come and wipe his tears with his beautiful lotus hand like this. Krishna will wipe his tears. If in the mood of conjugal love, Krishna will come and embrace him. Of her, because in that case it would be a feminine body. So Krishna will appear in the lotus of the purified heart. Yes, it will. This is the matchless gift that Prabhupada came to give us. This is what we are supposed to reach. And we can reach this by chanting the holy name without making offenses. To chant purely. We have to understand every morning we are reciting these 10 offenses. Why? Because we have to be very conscious about them and try to avoid them. Trying to avoid them, Haridas Thakur has given us a really detailed explanation in one wonderful book which is called Harinam Chintamani. If we want to chant purely the holy name, then we have to read this Harinam Chintamani. Make sure that you read this book in your life. I have given all many books about the holy name to Natabhar Gauranga Prabhu in order to share with you. In PDF or Kindle format, I gave to him Harinam Chintamani, Sudanam Bhajan by Guru Govinda Maharaj, Ocean, Nectarian Ocean of the VNM by Sachinandan Swami, Nam Rahasya by Sachinandan Swami. What else I gave? One book on the holy name by Shivaram Maharaj. And some others. Because I I'm thinking that it would be nice that all devotees in the Harinam Ashram, they regularly studies the Namatattva, or the glories of the Holy Name, in order to be very, very well familiar with the, what is this Holy Name. Because if Mahaprabhu undertook the, enacted the pastime to ask to Haridas Thakur to explain to him the glories of the Holy Name, that means he was willing that we know about these glories. And so Haridas Thakur first is explaining the general glories of the Holy Name, what is the Holy Name, how the Holy Name is known different from Krishna, which are the different stages of chanting, chanting with offenses, chanting in the, without offenses, and chanting purely, how we can progress. Then he will detail all the different offenses for us to understand clearly what they mean. Then he's explaining how we have to develop actually the opposite nature of the offenses. That means first offense is to offense the Vaishnava. Sadhuninda, Sanskrit is sadhuninda. Actually, it means seeing some fault is in the devotee. So this tendency to see fault in devotee is offense to the Holy Name. We have to remove this from our heart by developing the opposite quality, which is seeing the qualities in everyone. And what is some mistake if someone is having some mistake? We just don't consider this, because we have also some fault. And Gurudeva Maharaj would say that if you have some fault, how you can criticize someone else? You have some fault, no? If you can criticize only who is perfect, not because I am this or that, or who is perfect can criticize. If you're not perfect, better not criticize others. So this is the duty of Guru and Krishna to rectify, not our duty. Who is Guru? That is his duty. He receives that service from his spiritual master. You have to train these people, so you have to rectify. He doesn't like to do this, but he has to do. By nature, Vaishnava is humble. So, but he will do out of service. And he is protected because he is doing not... He has not this tendency in his heart, because the Vaishnava is a dosha darshi. He cannot see fault in other. This is one of the 26 quality of a Vaishnava, adosha darshi, and he never criticizes other. But sometimes out of service attitude, in order to help some people, he can do this. But very cautiously in his heart, he is doing this not feeling superior, just to help my brother who is in difficult situation. I will manage to tell him, better to tell it in a sweet way. Sweet words generally reach the heart more easily than harsh words. Sometimes harsh words also reach the heart. This is an art. But this is better for Guru and Krishna to do this. So we develop the opposite quality, to see the qualities in everyone, and we will focus on that and appreciate which quality is there in this devotee, and appreciate all devotees. So we have to develop this 10 positive attitude, which will protect us naturally from committing the opposite offenses. Then Haridas Thakur, and telling the topic of now, what is the technique for chanting? How to gradually come from offensive chanting, offensive chanting, to pure chanting. There is a process. And he is describing this to us. We have to learn this process. There is a technique, yes, there is. He is Nam Acharya, means he is the one who is explaining this thing, and he has taken the endeavor to explain this very minutely. Also one of her book, Shivajan Rahasya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I also gave to Natabhadi Brahma. And we have also Shikshastakam, commentaries by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta. All these books, they are speaking only about the Holy Name and how to c'è più di donne. So, by doing so, at one point, the holy name will become, will manifest his form and his qualities, and then his pastime. At this point, Krishna appears in our heart. This is gradual appearance of Krishna. First, that is some abhas. Krishna will appear in our heart in an abhas form. Abhas means shadow. Like when it's in the dark, you know, or when Ananda Sankirtan is sleeping in the room. In order to not disturb him, we just put some dim light. Yesterday, we put some dim light, then we can do our things without disturbing him. We don't see properly, no? But we see the shape. If some bhakta will come, I see. Oh, this is some bhakta, but I don't know who is it. No? This is Motsaha, or this is Bhakta Jacob, or this is Caesar. I don't know. I see some shape is there, some person is there, I can hear maybe breathing. But I don't see. Who's that? Caesar or Nihar or Mamsa? In the same way, this is Krishna when he first appeared at the stage of Namabhas, I can feel Krishna is there. In the chanting, he's there. But we cannot see all the detail of his beauty. We cannot see the beauty of his eyes, of his mouth, of his bluish color. We cannot see it. But already we can feel, yes, he's there. And we are sure he is there. Because when Krishna is there, there is no doubt that he is there. If there is doubt, maybe he's not there. When he is there, he is there. And you, there is no place for doubt, you know? Because you feel, wow, that's special. Mm. No, I know you are here in your name. No? This is called Namabhas. We have to change, at least at this stage, Shraddha Namabhas, which is with deep faith and attention, our mind focused on the holy name and thinking about the form of Krishna. And then we will feel Krishna is there. That will be depending on his mercy. We cannot, that experience we cannot create by ourselves. This is like chakora, chakora or chataka, chataka. Chataka is only drinking water coming from the clouds. If there is rain, you will open in mouth, beak, like this, and waiting for drops of rain to fall into his beak. Then he can drink. If there is no rain, then no rain. Still he is waiting with open beak like this. Maybe rain will come. He's waiting how, when the rain will come. If no rain will come, then he will die. But he will never drink the water from muddy water from the ground. Many other birds, they drink muddy water from the ground. But Chakora, no. Chataka, sorry. Chataka bird only drinking pure water from the sky. If there is no water from the sky, then let me die. This is how we have to change. Chataka, we have to wait for the mercy to come. We're chanting, but if this mercy will come or not, that's depending on him. No? Asvisyava paradartam, asvisyava padartam pinastumam, adarsanam manuhata kattupam. Act how he wants. This is according to his will. Lampato means somebody who is only acting according to his will. He may embrace me, or trample me under his lotus feet, or just broke my heart by not being present before me. But still, he is the Lord of my life. I will never drink any other water. Only name. Only Krishna. So we are, this, in this way we are chanting the holy name. chanting and waiting for the mercy. She's like Chatakabert crying for the cloud to come. What is the power that Chatakabert has to bring the cloud? No power. He is so small. Cloud is so rude. It's not depending on him. It's just depending on the mercy of the cloud. If cloud will come, rain is coming only by mercy. No scientist cannot create cloud. Only by mercy of the Lord. No? From Saradava, Anarali, Yaloka. Taranaya Karuna, Ganaya Nadvam. Mercy is like a cloud. Most spiritual master is the cloud of mercy. Compared, because you cannot force the cloud to come. Cloud will come only by the mercy of Supreme Lord. No? And so we are waiting like this, chanting and waiting. And but we can inspire the cloud to come in our direction by our service attitude. Sivon Muke Ijivadu. Then Swayameva Suratyada Suratyaya. If we develop very deep service attitude means I am living for you, I belong to you, my life belongs to you. This is seva. Sevaka. Sevaka means his consciousness is I am your servant only. Nothing else. Whatever is pleasing to you, is I want to do. Oh my Lord, this is Vaishnava. True Vaishnava, we call it Saranagata Vaishnava, completely surrendered soul. Otherwise he is false Vaishnava, or Vaishnava Abbas, like a shadow of Vaishnava, not real Vaishnava. He is worshipping Krishna, but his desire is not Krishna's happiness. He is thinking about myself. But we have to become Sharanagata Vaishnava. Haridas Thakur said, if you're chanting, even if you're not committing these 10 offenses, if you not become Sharanagata, fully surrender to Krishna, then holy name will not appear. The shape will not manifest. The form of Krishna will not appear. You have no Janmashtami today. We have to become Sharanagata. Fully surrender and say, Sivon Muke. How is it? Sivon Muke. Sivon Muke. Fully absorbing attitude of service. I am existing for you. This is called Atmani Vedana. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described in Jiva Dharma. What is the meaning of this? It is, or Atmani Vedana. It means that I am yours, I belong to you. You do whatever you want with me. Like Prabhupada wrote, I am like a puppet in your hands. If you want to, you can make me dance. No? Whatever you want, I am there for you. I don't mind about myself. My own pleasure is that you will be happy. If you are happy, then I am happy. This is pure devotion. So by developing this mood, we will attract Krishna. Swayamva, Suratyada, and Krishna will be inspired to Suratyada means Sfurti, means Krishna appears in our heart. This is called Sfurti, like glimpse. This is like a glimpse of Krishna. Maybe for a few seconds only, Krishna will come. And then, this is Janmashtami. Oh, Krishna's come. Our heart will be filled with joy. You know, happiness, there will be happiness in all directions. And the core of our heart will be filled with joy. Even the hills and mountains. At this time we will feel also the entire universe to be filled with joy. When Krishna is in your heart, then everything becomes joyful. This is what we are expecting. But something else that we have to know. Most probably, in order that Krishna will appear like this in our heart, first we must celebrate the appearance of Mahaprabhu in our heart. Normally, Mahaprabhu will appear first. This is Kali Yuga avatar. So we are in Kali Yuga, he normally comes first in this form of Mahaprabhu. So we meditate on Mahaprabhu and we begging for him to appear in our heart. No? Please. Hridaya Mandi, oh my dear Lord, please appear in the temple of my heart. This is real Jamastami celebration. When Gauranga will appear in our heart, you may be in New York subway or in anywhere, that will be Jamastami. And everything you reach, the goal of life, this is goal of life, no? Mama Manama Handiri. Rahani Shirin, then after Raha means please remain there. Now you are here, please stay. Please don't go. Nishidini, day and night. Please stay. This is our prayer. If Krishna appears in your heart, what you will say? You will say, oh please stay here now. Don't go. Stay here. And by this intense desire, sincere desire, that love will bind Krishna. And Krishna will stay in the heart. This is how the Vaishnava explained Krishna. The pure devotee is binding Krishna in his heart with the rope of love. He will not let him go. No? Like Bilva Mangal Thakur, you know Bilva Mangal? He was blind. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. Because his devotion was so pure, Krishna appeared in front of him. And he said, hey Baba, where are you going? He could not see. He could not see Krishna, but hearing that voice, very sweet voice, like a stream of nectar. Oh, such a voice. Who is speaking? I'm such and such, Krishna. Krishna is tricker. And this is good trick, huh? Always good trick Krishna is making. Oh no, not important. I'm the small boy and I'm going to Vrindavan. Oh, I'm also going. Baba, it seems you cannot see. You want me to bring him? I can guide you. I say, why not? Baba, let me take your hand. I'll take your hand and I'll show you the path. Then Bilva Mangal reached out his hand and Krishna took his hand. Oh, I guess he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and thinking, what? Which person is this? So, with such a hand. Even not seeing who is there, he is holding the hand of Krishna and going, walking. It's a long, long walk. I don't know from where he started. South India, something like that, no? Long, many, many days. At one point, Krishna let his hand go. You know, like the hand of Krishna slips from his hand. Wow. So Bilva Mangal lost the hand of Krishna and became very confused. Where have you gone? Hey, Krishna doesn't say nothing. He's there, okay. Just there. But Krishna doesn't say, don't speak anymore. Krishna is tricky. He's waiting. What will Bilva Mangal do? This is in order to increase the relationship. Krishna disappeared. Not disappeared, but not speaking, no more catching the hand, no more holding his hand. So Bilva Mangal became confused, so much distressed in his heart. Hey, I became so attached to you. Sweet young boy, how can you do this? Please don't go. Then he said, you may be able to go away and let my hand go and escape, but are you able to go away from my heart? This I don't think you are able. He told him this very famous verse. May be able to leave my hand, But are you able to escape from my heart? Mm-hmm. Yes, you cannot. Because I bound you in my heart. So when Krishna appears, then we have to bind him. This is the second scene of Damodar Lila. No? After Janmashtami, Damodar Lila. Binding Krishna. So we'll celebrate Janmashtami, remembering our real Janmashtami doesn't mean that we have to come to this level of bhakti. Yes, this is what Prabhupada came to give us. This is what Krishna wants to give us. Krishna doesn't want something less for us. He wants us to capture him. Because pure love is so sweet that even the Supreme Absolute Truth is longing after being controlled by such love. In the spiritual world, Krishna is controlled by love. He is wanting that. He doesn't want to control, he wants to be controlled by pure love. Pure love means we will never exploit him. We will only give him. When our heart will be in such a mood that I will never ever take anything from you. I can only give to you and serve you. Then Krishna knows, now I can appear. Before he knows, you know, like tiger, you don't enter the cage, no? Because you know he might jump on me at any time. So we know, tiger, you want to enter? You can enter him and embrace the tiger, no? Nobody wants. No, I'm okay. Behind the, how do you say, bars of the cage. I'm okay like this. I can see him nicely. Mm. I can smell already his smell, strong smell. Mm. I don't need to enter the cage. But if you know this, who is that man who is training the tiger? How do you call this in English?
Tamer.
Yes. It's tamer, he has a relation with the tiger. No, if he's a good tamer, he's establishing relation of love. But tamer will be by pain and force. But these are not real tamer. The tamer is establishing connection of love with the animal. He knows, tiger loves me. He can enter into the cage. I have seen already. He's entering tiger, coming and embracing.
No.
Yeah. He's not fear because he knows. I am a tiger inside his heart, he has affection for me, so I can come. Like they have this horse tamer, you know? You heard about this? Sometimes horses are very wild. I have seen one of my devotee friends, he had one horse in France. Very wild. Nobody can ride him. He would just put you on the floor. So he called one of these tamer. They are whispering. Have you ever heard about that? He came, he stand in front of the horse. The horse became very agitated like this. But he didn't move. He looked at the horse in the eyes like that. Then after some point, horse came in front of him. And he came to the hill, and he's whispering something in the hill of the horse. And the horse became tame.
Why?
In a few seconds. Then after he can climb, and everybody can climb the horse. Because I don't know, this is some kind of, I don't know what he said. Well, maybe you can ask one of them. We have this. I saw this man. Actually, I didn't see him because I was not there. But my friend was there, and they told me. I was not so much interested, so I didn't worry. But I knew they will be doing this. And I really know it. I already know, yeah, it's true, so I don't need to be convinced. I want to see by my own eyes. So he thanked me. So, in the same way, if we can establish or prove to Krishna that I have no more violence in my heart toward you. I will never harm you, I will only serve you. I am yours. No? Tavaiva asmi. Whatever is my pleasure is only your only pleasure. Then Krishna knows, I can come. He will not jump on me. He will not do, you know? Because Krishna is a very sensitive person, no? Absolute is sentient, though have proof.
Impersonal.
Impersonal calamity to have. No? So Krishna is very sensitive, sensible. He has very soft heart. So we have to know how to deal with him properly. And he will extend himself fully to only those who have very ready hearts to exchange with him. So when our heart becomes pure, Krishna appears there. And then this is a new life, another life. This is called a divine life, pure life of pure devotion. One is living every moment of his life. Krishna is inside his heart. Whatever he does. Krishna is there. Never ever Krishna will leave again. Or if Krishna leaves, that will be like Vivamanga, some pastime in order to increase the depth and nature of that love. So we are preparing to Jamasani, hoping that maybe one day, maybe the after tomorrow, why not? Maybe today even, or someday in our life, we will be able to offer ourselves fully to Krishna and Krishna will reciprocate by appearing in our heart. This is called Yaya Tamam Prapadyante Tamstateva Pajamyaham. Mama Vartmanu Vartante. Everybody is following my path. According to how one surrenders to me, I also do the same thing. So, please give me this blessing that one day my heart can become pure, that I can chant purely with such love the holy name of Radha and Krishna, and that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear thus on the lotus of my heart, and thus this will be real Gaurpurnim, first Gaurpurnim, then Jamasani. First Gaurpurnim. Like when you're going to India, first you go to Mayapur, then Vrindavan. If that day will come, then this will be my good fortune. Kabhi habe bolo se dina hamar. Oh, when will this day happen? By the mercy of the holy name, this is possible. This is the gift that Prabhupada has come to give. And not only that, after Gaurpurnim, Jamasthami. After Jamasthami, Radhastami. Radha and your soul will appear in our heart. This is samam bonam of appearance, Radhastami. So first Gaurpurnim, then Jamasthami, then Radhastami. And Balarampurnim, actually we cannot, he is intelligent. Balarampurnim before Jamasthami. No? And before Gaurpurnim, Nityananda Trayodashi. So first Nitya has to appear in our heart. Then Gauranga will appear. Meanwhile, Narsingha will appear in order to make sure everything is okay for Balaram to come. Then Balaram Purnim, no? Then when Balaram Purnim will come, full moon will come, Koti Chandra Sushitana. And Nitai Binibai, Radha Krishna Pratinai. Without Balaram or Nityananda appearing, never Radha Krishna will appear in your heart, my dear friend. Therefore you catch hold and grasp then tightly the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then Namasami Krishna appears in the heart. Then Radhastami, because Radha always following Krishna. So we can see Krishna has arranged everything in order to show us how it happens also in the year, that it will happen also in that same sequence in our heart, no? Why not? Maybe different, because Krishna is always above the rule. If he wants to appear first as Krishna in our heart, he can do so. But generally Mahaprabhu will first opinion I have. But that's why we're worshipping Gurmukhi and singing Radha Krishna. This is the prelude to Janmashtami Maha Mahotsava, and she will come very soon. Mahotsava Mahotsava, very enthusiastic festival. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki
Jai!